ITA will be watching the appointments of cabinet by the president very closely. And I guess in our case, it's a matter of who is not re-elected or reappointed as opposed to who might be. I mean, the choices of a number of candidates that could make good cabinet members are out there. They're plentiful. And all we're asking for the minister, for the president to do is to ensure that good, strong leadership that promotes transparency and accountability is the order of the day with these appointments. One or a couple of areas we believe that we don't want to see the reappointment of certain ministers is in the Department of Minerals and Energy. That is Gwede Mantashe and DMRE. It's been atrocious. The maladministration and system failures and ongoing questions about his involvement in state capture, as has been reported in the Zonda Commission report, leaves much to be desired. And we believe he should not be reappointed or find any position in the cabinet. And for similar reasons, Bladen Zamande from Higher Education and Sindisiwe Chikunga in transport, these two ministers, their departments have been fraught with inefficiencies, maladministration, and corruption that has played out in a number of the departments. So we sincerely believe that they should not be reappointed as well. One minister we believe has been doing a great job, and that is Senzum Chunu in water and environment or sanitation. He is trying to undo the mess, him and his DG Sean Phillips, the mess that this department has got into by predecessors. And Minister Mchunu, I think, needs to continue with the good work in plotting the way forward to fix our water challenges that we have in this country. So we're watching the space with interest, and hopefully this is the start of a meaningful beginning of change in government in South Africa.